El disco debut de Anemone está muy próximo a llegar. El próximo 15 de febrero tendremos en nuestras manos Beat the Distance, el proyecto musical de Montreal. Anemone está presentando este material discográfico y para charlar sobre el proceso creativo del disco tenemos el gusto de saludar a Chloe en la línea telefónica. Hola, Chloe.
Hola.
How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm very well, thank you. Chloe, where are you right now?
I'm at home in Montreal, in my house.
Ah, cool. Enjoying the winter?
Oh, yes, I am. But today it's actually really warm. Really warm. It's 5 degrees above zero, so it's really nice.
Chloe, Anemone is finally releasing the 15. It's called Beat the Distance, right?
Beat My Distance. Exactly.
It's been a quiet process since you start playing your shows and releasing your singles and your EP finally have your record.
Yes, it's been so long. I've been working on the records for like 3 years.
It's a long time for an album, right?
Yeah, it's super long. I think it's longer than normal. So I'm really excited for it to come out. Finally.
Chloe, since these 3 years, you have played a lot with the band, have a lot of live shows. It's a different way to make music, that a new band have a lot of shows, a lot of gigs, and after that release the record.
It's true, but it's like we've had the songs, you know, made forever, but we just had we had a lot of problems, you know. We didn't have money to make an album. We were working in all sorts of studios whenever we could get something for free, so it took a really long time. And the one thing that we could do was to play shows, you know, and playing shows, we got paid, so it allowed us to, you know, get more studio time and stuff like that. But it's great. Also, I think we really developed our sound playing as a live band, because it's different. You really get to know your songs when you play them every night.
You are a five-piece band. The five of you contribute to the creative process of the record?
Well, it's a bit different in studio, but because I write all the music, it's all my songs.
Huh?
But the guys do some, you know, they played on the record, they played the instruments, and they wrote some parts, you know. Like, I write the song, but the finished product is still a bit different because everyone gives their flavor to the track, you know, in the musical terms.
And how was the creative process between the five of you?
It really depends. It's, let's say, I'll work alone with one person or two people. It's really rare that we'll be the five together and write all at the same time. It's all kind of separated, and then when we get together and put it together live, then it makes the track.
Where did you record Beat My Distance?
In like five different places, but mainly in Laval, which is the suburbs of Montreal, because it's the only place where we found a room that we could borrow for pretty much for free. So we borrowed this room, and our friend Sam brought all of his microphones to this space, and we just stayed there for like 3 weeks.
Is it important for you as a band to play in this kind of music markets in front of people from the industry and journalists?
For sure. I think it's important for bands when you start, you know, to play and to kind of... It's also looking for the people you're going to work with, you know, making ties and meeting people who you feel like working with. That's how, I guess, we met a lot of the people we're working with today, and it's really, really nice.
Is it very important to make this networking?
I mean, I don't think it's the most important. I think the most important is to just make good music and, you know, go out there and do it. But it helps, definitely. Networking can help, but I don't think it's the main thing. I think you can make great music and go far without focusing on networking.
Well, Chloe, any plans to come to Mexico?
Oh, I wish. I really want to. Hopefully this year. There's no specific plans yet, but I'm working on it because I really want to go play there.
Well, looking forward to hear Beat My Distance, to have Beat My Distance on digital platforms. And you're also releasing the album on cassette, right?
Yeah, cassette and vinyl and CD.
The three formats.
Exactly. So fun.
Yes, it's still important to have a physical album, right?
Yeah, we have digital too.
There are a lot of music geeks like me that still enjoy to open a record and put it on a turntable and listen loud.
Yeah, it's cool, you know? You need everything.
Well, Chloe, looking forward for Beat My Distance, release on February 15.
Thank you. I'm excited too. Thank you so much.
Chloe, thank you so much for this chat.
Okay, thank you.